Mental Health Monday
on Radio City Talk
with Mick Coyle.
Tackling the stigma.
Radio City Talk.
Very pleased to say joining us on the programme today, we have with us former Liverpool keeper Chris Kirkland. Chris, as well, has been a former keeper at Anfield, various other clubs as well, has also become a prominent voice in the world of mental health. Chris, great to see you. Great to have you on the programme.
Good morning.
We're going to talk technology with you now.
Yeah, I'm not the best at that.
Normally, I'm talking to you about the intricacies of goalkeeping coaching. You know,
I don't know much about that either. So,
you have become, according to my social media, in many ways, the face and the voice of Yapa. Now, this is a new app we're going to talk about. Can you explain what Yapa is? This is YAPA.
Yes, it is. So, I about 18 months ago, just after my story come out. I got Jack Knowles from Birmingham got in touch with me. Didn't know him before that. He tweeted me just wondering. He said, "I've got an idea. Would you like to talk?" So he come up. To Liverpool, and you know them one of them people that as soon as you meet them, you get on with them straight away. So comfortable in each other's company. We'd met for an hour, but it felt like we'd known each other 10 years when we come out of it. And he said, "Listen, I've got this idea." He suffered with it. And he said he wanted to, the biggest thing that struck me, he said he wanted to help people. It's not about, you know, anything else, making money, nothing like that at all. You know, it's free to download. He just wants to help people. So I listened to what he had to say, loved it. I said, "Yeah, listen, I'll do whatever I can." And we've formed a great friendship now. So he's the one behind it. He asked me to support him with it, which hopefully I've done. But it's called Yapa. It stands for You Are Perfect Always. It's launched today. You know, it's not going to be one of these about likes or dislikes or photos or anything like that. You know, we've got zero tolerance on trolls or anything like that. So anyone that does put anything like that will be immediately removed from it. So it's not about that. It's about how you're feeling. There's going to be loads as we go on as well. We're obviously going to update it. It's going to get better as time goes on. But it's out today. It's just to help people to see how they're feeling. There's going to be locations if people are feeling bad. You know, the nearest to them, it'll pinpoint where the nearest facilities are for them to go to. You'll be able to talk to your friends and everything like that. So we're hoping it'll be a big help for people.
So it's a social media app?
Yes.
A lot of people might think, well, social media has become part of the problem here. But actually, that's quite a brave step, isn't it, to try and sort of reclaim it in that way?
Well, it is, yeah.
It something that's a force for good.
Yeah, it is. And as I said, I've got it down here, Jax. You know, we've been talking about it. It's not about that. There's going to be no likes, you know, like Twitter and Facebook and stuff like that. So it's not about that. And as I said, you know, the stuff that goes on them websites, all the trolls and all the negativity, that's, you know, there's zero tolerance. It's going to be monitored all the time. And anyone that does do that will be removed from it completely. So it's about, as I said, you can change the colour of it, you can, to how you're feeling that day, you know, different moods and stuff like that. You can get in touch with, you know, there'll be celebrities on there as well that you can have conversations with, which is probably new as well. But it's an ongoing thing. As I say, it's out today, but there's a lot of work still to be done to it.
People can download this now if they're on Apple phones or tablets. This is iOS available and also available on Wednesday. Let's get this right. So this will be Wednesday the 12th.
Yes, on Android.
On Android.
Yes, and we've got the launch night on Friday in Birmingham. So we've got all the you know, the press are going to that. There's a lot of people going to that, so it's good out. Yeah, I've got it all written down here. I'm not texting people, but
he's checking to see if he's got any updates.
Yeah, listen, Jack deserves all the credit. You know, he come to me with his own idea, so he deserves all the credit. What he's trying to do for people is incredible. And as I said, even if it helps one person, you know, we'd advise everyone to download it. If you don't like it, then fair enough. But, you know, it could save, you know, one of your friends who you didn't know was suffering. You know, they might all of a sudden get in contact. So that's why we're doing it.
In terms of the interface, people see, you know, the use of the scrolling on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook and so on and so forth. What does it look like then?
I've got it here. So I've downloaded it. So if you can see it there, so that's it. It's a smiley face.
There you go. It's a smiley face that looks a little bit like a letter Y,
yeah.
And then you click on it.
Go onto it. That's me.
Oh, there we go. And then we've got Chris. Can I give out your...
So if you go to the bottom of it, the bottom left bit, right at the bottom, yeah, hit that one. Then you can... So you flick along to your mood.
All right.
All your moods onto, if you scroll up or scroll down. It'll change colour.
Oh,
changes
excellent.
The colour of that.
So I can be happy, excited, positive. We'll be positive, right?
Yeah, nice yellow on that for that.
Press play.
Yeah, but obviously it's coming. I think it's 12 o'clock. It actually goes live.
Right.
And then the bottom ones as well. You'll be able to text your friends and start conversations and everything like that. And as we go on as well, we're going to add a lot of features, a lot of features to it. And yeah, we're hoping it'll be, you know, we've obviously Jack's done all the background work, and wherever he's gone to, they've said it's going to be, you know, it's going to be amazing.
Do you think some people might almost have, you know, their Facebook account and their Instagram account and their Twitter account, but then they also might have a Yapper, which is kind of like their, almost like a secret, not secret account as such, but where you might go, look, here's the Facebook thing, here's the Instagram thing, but actually, here's how I really feel. It's quite a good outlet to have that, isn't it?
That's what we're hoping for. Yeah, that's what we're hoping for. Listen, it's not going to be for everyone. You know, it's what suits people, but we, as I said, we advise people to download it if they want to. It's free, doesn't cost anything. You know, we didn't want to do it that way. We didn't want to charge people, so... It's you know, I've not seen the full design. I will this Friday because we've both been busy with a lot of stuff. So yeah, I'm looking forward to meeting Jack on Friday over a beer, and we're gonna really sit down and go through it all.
Excellent stuff. It's called Yapper, available on iOS, and as of Wednesday, the 12th of December, available on Android as well. In terms of people sharing things about themselves, how have you found when you've shared stuff on social media? Have you found it positive to talk about negatives, or do you also find it positive to also talk about positives? Because if someone was going to go, well, here's an app which has a lot of people talking about the negative thoughts, people might go, well, that's maybe not a best place for me. But actually, if you use it to talk about your negatives, you feel negative, but your positives when you feel positive, that's a very different experience.
It is, and you know, you only get in contact with people that you want to get in contact with. You don't, you know, you don't have to accept everyone or anything like that. So it is basically, we're trying to, listen, we all know that mental health is a massive part of our lives now, of a lot of people's lives, and if there's anything out there to try and help them, even 1% of people, then that's why we're doing it for. Myself, I've found it beneficial a lot. You know, I'm in a great place now. I've spoke a lot about it before. It helps me to do things like this as well, to keep on top of things. Still have bad days like everyone does, but I know now how to handle that and what I need to do. And as I said, all the credit goes to Jack Knowles. He deserves it all. And as I said, I'm lucky that he's wanting me to get involved with it.
In terms of sharing that story and the last 18 months, you're in a good place. Now you say, which is brilliant to hear, the reaction that you've had from different types of people, what sort of things do people say to you now? Obviously, they still ask you questions about Champions League and all that kind of stuff as well. Do people go, oh, you know that stuff you were saying about mental health? Do you have those conversations?
Oh, all the time. Yeah, all the time. People are coming up all the day. You know what? I've not had one negative thing at all. Even when I've been out, anything like that, there's not been one, you know, person that's come up and tried to be funny or anything like that. It's all been so positive. People, and when I've been out in the streets, just coming up saying, listen, I'm not going to bother you, but I just want to say thanks for what you've done. And literally walking off, shook my hand and walked off. That's happened thousands of times. It's incredible what's happened. You know, the biggest worry I had when I first, as I've said this before, is when I got approached to do it, was Lucy, my daughter, at school, because we all know that, you know, kids can be cruel at school. But, you know, everyone has been fantastic with her, and the school have been brilliant, and all the kids have as well. But that was my only concern, really. It wasn't about myself, because, you know, I'm big enough to take any of that stuff comes along. But it was all about Lucy. But we had a chat with her, told her what I was planning to do, and she went, yeah, absolutely, no problem at all. She went, and she actually said, listen, I can handle myself, not a problem at all. So that was my only concern, but everything's been amazing since it's come out.
And in terms of that as well, there's so much stigma around the idea of talking about it, or the perceived stigma. You're obviously coming from a point of view, it's a little bit different when you're a footballer, because there's sort of the adoration that comes with it as well. There's always an expectation of what a person is like, for both good and bad, I guess, as being a footballer. And yet you've had such a positive experience in terms of doing it, and yet that stigma, it isn't going away anytime soon, isn't it? We could say, you know, a million times, talk if you want to talk, if you feel comfortable, if you can find an audience that you want to talk to, if it's one person, you know, talking to your pet dog, if that's going to be a help to you, then do it. But then there's still a sense from people that you don't talk about it.
You're spot on, and it won't change. No matter what, how much we do, you do, I know you do a tremendous amount as well, it won't change. But as you say, if it can only help one person, then it's worth doing all of it for, just to help that one person. But you're right, it's not going to change. There is a stigma that'll never ever go away, no matter what we do. But that's still not going to stop us doing it.
Is that why things like introducing the social media side of things normalizes it a little bit more? You talk to your daughter about it. For that generation, you've normalized it for you, because you're going, look, I'm your dad, I'm going to talk about this. She's then going to grow up, and if there is going to be a change, it's going to be a generational one, isn't it? That people are going to step up from a generation and go, well, actually, we're the millennials, and we can talk about it. You couldn't do that, or you felt like you couldn't do that, but actually we feel like we can.
We hope so. Yeah, and when, I mean, this at all get passed off through Apple. So this, you know, it's not just as simple as starting an app up. It's, you know, normally, what I will say is normally it takes anything between 5 weeks to get it okayed. We got it back within 14 hours that they wanted to do it. And they said it's fantastic. They looked at it and they said it's going to be amazing. This is from Apple. So that's why, you know, we were gobsmacked. Well, we weren't gobsmacked because we knew how good it was. But to get it back that quick. But also, normally you can't do it below a certain age, and they've let us do it. I think it's from 5 years old now. Because, you know, kids, you read stories in the papers, 6, 7 year olds, 8 year olds, 9 year olds. You know, there was one the other week, I won't mention any names, but I was in the gym, and a lady come up to me, and, you know, she just said, listen, I just want to say thank you. You know, you've saved my son. My son was 9 years old, and he tried to commit suicide at 9 years old. And he said that after I come out, she showed him my interview and what I'd been through, and he, you know, she said that it helped him tremendously, that he knew it was okay to feel that way. And, you know, to be told that a 9 year old tried to commit suicide is incredible. So we wanted to get the age down as low as we could, and Apple have gone with that as well. So it is, you know, and people say, well, that's far too young to be dead, you know, but why is it? If kids are thinking that and trying that, then if we can give them a little bit of help to try and make them feel a little bit better and know that, you know, they're feeling that way, okay, they're feeling that way, but it's okay to feel that way because other people do as well, then, you know, it's brilliant that they've allowed us to lower that age gap.
Yeah, and Jack's not here, who's the sort of the brains behind this, but presumably the protection of children within that environment
as well, of course is absolutely key. Oh, of course it is, yeah, and we've done all that, we've done all the checks, you know. As I said, it's not an easy process setting an app up, it has to go a long way, but we were delighted we got it back so quick. And Jack's down in Birmingham, he's from there, so he's doing a lot of press launch this week. He does stuff every day, so I'm looking forward to catching up with him on Friday.
Available on iOS from today. It's called Yapa, Y-A-P-A, standing for?
You are perfect always.
And you can download that on iOS from today, Wednesday the 12th of December, on Android as well. The big launch night on Friday night as well. Chris Kirkland, former Liverpool keeper. Let me ask you some footy questions.
Yes.
Because otherwise they'll go, you know, ask him about... So Alisson, he's a great keeper, but even better when he's got central defenders in front of him so he doesn't have to make any saves.
Oh, he's incredible. Yeah, listen, I'm looking forward to the game tomorrow. I'm doing it for Liverpool tomorrow, pitch side, looking forward to that. But yeah, I mean, I was down at training. I got invited. John Achterberg invited us down to training a couple of weeks ago to watch the keepers train. And I just stood there in awe. I mean, they were all brilliant, but Alisson was incredible. Didn't let a goal in the whole session. I mean, I was just thinking, wow, I knew he was good. Well, I didn't know. I knew he was very good. But after this, I thought, wow, what a goalkeeper we've got. You know, 67 million, it's a snip. If, you know, I was going to take some videos of it, but I thought I'd get told off and put it on just to see, so people can see how good he is. But Van Dijk as well. I mean, the defence now, we've got to have the best defence in the league for me. With Andy Robertson, who's, what a player he is. You know, Trent, we've got Joe Gomez, unfortunately he's out, but signed his new deal today, which is great news going forward. But we've got the best squad we've had in a long, long time. And, you know, Mo, hopefully, will get back to scoring many more goals. And if the front three can find that little bit extra, because, they have struggled in certain games. But if them three can find a little bit extra, then, you know, we're already top of the league. Things are looking good.
Tell us about Alisson in terms of watching him in training. Oh. What are you seeing then as a goalkeeper during a training session which is making you think this guy's the real deal?
Well, the ball don't go in the net, for one. I didn't see him let one goal in. I mean, John Achterberg, and they were training extremely hard with Simon Mignolet, and Camille Kelleher was there as well, all working great. But he's just got this presence, like Van Dijk. He's just got a presence. He's a big boy. I think he's 6'4", but he's, you know, he's white. You know, not white, but he's well built. But he gets around the goal so quick. He makes the hard things look easy, and the easy things look easy. You know, that's all I can say. I mean, he's got everything, and he's proved it with the performances, the most clean sheets, you know, unbeaten in, 17 games. And he's been a big part, but it's not just about, you know, it's about the whole team as well. We're top of the league for a reason. You don't be top of the league for unless you deserve to be, and we deserve to be there.
And I guess as well, from his point of view, he's probably looking at that back four, isn't it? As it's been before the injury to Joe, he's probably looking at that back four and thinking, these guys have got me and I've got them. You know, that becomes a back five, doesn't it?
It does. And I've always said the one unit you don't want to change much is your back five. You know, your keeper and your back four or whatever you play, if you play a back three, you want to keep them playing consistently. The teams that where I've had the most success has been where I knew who my defenders would be. And more or less now you do. You know, obviously Joe's injured now, so that will change slightly. But more often than not this season, you've knew what the defence is going to be. And as that unit, it's great confidence to know they're in front of you. And the defence with Alisson behind them, they'll be delighted. And, you know, it's nothing against the other keepers that have played for Liverpool because they've all been great. But, you know, we knew we needed to go and get somebody else that little bit more special. And he's come in and he's hit the ground running.
And in terms of that replacement for Joe Gomez, is it a case of pick one?
I would like to think so. As I said, I think if you can keep that settled as much as you can, so whether we've still got Lovren there, Matip there, so obviously Trent will fill in it right back more often than not. So listen, we've got options, and hopefully Joe's not going to be too long. You know, there's a lot of games now between now and the new year, but hopefully, what they're saying, 6 weeks or something. So hopefully, it's not going to be too long for him.
When you've got Champions League games where you know what you've got to do, and it's a bit complicated. Go out and win, I guess, is the first thing.
Yeah.
But it's got to play on your mind, hasn't it, about the ramifications.
Well, it's Olympiacos, isn't it? Yeah. It's Olympiacos all over again. We knew we had to win by two goals there, and luckily we did. So it's, you first and foremost, you've just got to go out and win the game and hope we, you know, there's certain ramifications, but go out and win the game. If we play to anywhere near our potential, then we all know at Anfield on European nights, we can blow any team away, you know, and we'll hope to do that tomorrow against a very good side.
It's a funny one, isn't it? Because you think back five, perfectly settled, as good as it's ever been. Probably generationally, I think, for one generation of Liverpool fans. Midfield, up and down all over the place this year. Don't really know who's coming and going. Strike force, apparently not firing on all cylinders.
Top of the league,
mid-December.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Not bad, is it?
Well, listen, this time last year, the league was done, weren't it? City were, what, 12 points in front, 13 points in front, so it was done. And for us to be at the top of the league and for people to be saying that, you know, that they're not playing well, then brilliant. You know, bring it on, because the sign of a good team is to win games when you're not meant to be playing that well. And as I say, if we can just raise it by a couple of percent, then we've got a hell of a chance.
Chris, thank you for your time. Great to see you today. Thanks for joining us on the programme. Chris Kirkland, former Liverpool keeper. The Yapa app is available to download today on iOS. I think his version is about to go live now. iOS and Android from Wednesday. That's Wednesday, the 12th of December. The big launch night as well on the upcoming Friday. Yapa, Y-A-P-A. Type that into your devices. You'll be able to download that for absolutely free.
Mental Health Monday with Mick Coyle.
Radio City Talk.